It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
In case you haven't noticed, we are a sleep-deprived nation, and we are paying the price for this highly underrated life necessity. So much of us just say, okay, I just will stay up a little longer, I'll get up earlier to get everything done, and we're just not getting enough sleep. Dr. Jeremy Friedman, who sees the faces of exhausted children, yes, children, and parents more often than he'd like, is here with us to explain why sleep is so, so important for all of us. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Friedman. I love to sleep. And there are days, however, when my days are just a little too long and my nights are a little too short. How many hours of sleep should I be getting each night?
Well, that's a good question, Ellen. I think it does vary depending on your age, and I'm certainly not going to ask you how old you are on the radio.
I'm on the other side of the bell curve of age. Okay.
So interesting enough, you know, as you get older, you actually need less sleep, interestingly. But still, I would say that, you know, most adults probably need somewhere between 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's the sort of recommended amount of sleep. But the truth is there's a huge variability, and I think we all know some people who probably get by on much less sleep than that and seem to be extremely functional and are absolutely fine. And then there are other people who, you know, even with 7 to 9 hours sleep will still not feel quite right. So I think you have to individualize, but put it this way, as we get older, we do need less sleep, and certainly 7 to 9 hours of recommended sleep is a lot less than our kids need.
Oh, how many do kids need?
So, you know, when you have a newborn, people who have newborn babies will know that they spend most of their day sleeping. So they sleep on average about 14 to 17 hours of the day. And then that sort of tails off. By the time you get to school, you probably need somewhere between maybe 11 to 13 hours, somewhere around there. And then by the time you get to teenagehood, you probably need about 8 to 10 hours of sleep per day. So it gradually gets a little bit closer to the adult requirement.
Well, I know sleep has been on the news lately. Everybody's been talking about it, especially because of the new evidence showing that even for those adults who can function well on less hours of sleep, that their body takes a toll. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think that as people sort of study sleep more closely, you see a whole lot of hormonal things. So, for example, if you're not sleeping adequately, your body produces more cortisol, more steroids, and less human growth hormone. And in a child, that means you're not going to grow that well. And in an adult, it actually means you're going to age more quickly. So that would be an example of where there is sort of physiological hormonal changes that, you know, you need a good night's sleep for your body to actually work to its physiologic peak. So, you know, there are a lot of studies that are starting to tie in a lot of pretty significant adult diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular problems with how much sleep you get.
Well, you just caught a lot of our attention. All of us listening heard that we're going to age more quickly if we don't get our sleep. And I know some of these are moms with children who are getting up, who are getting very little sleep because they're trying to manage it all. But at what point do we start going downhill and age more because we're not getting our sleep?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's hard to sort of pinpoint exactly, but I think when you have very young children, you know, with all the best intentions, all the best advice, as many tips as I or anybody else could give people, you have to be pragmatic. And let's face it, you're probably not going to get as much sleep as you need when you are a parent of young kids. So I think you almost have to accept that. I mean, obviously, you can try your best to maximize your sleep. But I think certainly once your kids are older, you definitely want to start you know, sort of trying to maximize and improve your sleep habits.
That's true. I remember when I had brought my newborn home, the nurse told me, when baby sleeps, mom sleeps. And I thought that was probably the single most useful piece of advice I got coming out of the hospital, because indeed, whenever baby slept, I slept, or else no one was sleeping at all. I think a lot of us, though, even with older children, are faced with some challenges when it comes to getting a restful night's sleep. So I think it would be really helpful for us to give parents out there some tips and some ideas on how to increase the hours their kids are sleeping and getting restful sleep. Do you have some for us?
Sure. And I mean, I have to say, as a parent of two teenagers, I certainly can empathize with other parents in terms of, even when your kids get older, you know, getting a decent full night's sleep is not that easy. So, I mean, I think the kind of things that I generally talk to parents about, and it really does vary depending on the age of the child, but the importance of a regular sort of sleep routine. So, you know, particularly for younger children, having, and it's not a sort of one-size-fits-all, but developing a sleep routine that's predictable, you know, that's repeated so that the child knows exactly what to expect, I think is very, very helpful. I think one extremely important thing is setting up the environment so that it favors sleep, which means absolutely, absolutely no television in bedrooms. That's an absolute no-no. Mm. You know, these
round
days
of applause, yes. Round of applause. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so the problem is, I mean, we used to say that sort of 10, 20 years ago, but now with smartphones and laptops and, you know, every type of screen, you really want to extend it beyond just televisions, because, you know, using, you know, whether it's one's phone or social media, or in younger kids, video games or something like that, you really don't want that to be happening in the hours before sleep, because even though the child might seem to be relaxed, you know, as a result of playing or whatever, the mind is extremely stimulated by these different things, and it's just not physiological to expect a child to be able to switch their mind off immediately. So, you know, no screen time for at least an hour or two before the actual bedtime is really important. And then, you know, there are other things in terms of the environment that people sometimes forget, but it's really important to have a bedroom that is set up for sleep. So, you know, a really nice dark environment. I think we all have heard of melatonin, which is a hormone that's produced by the brain in response to darkness. And obviously, if the room's not dark and there's lots of lights on, then that can interfere with your actual physiological sort of sleep patterns.
That's so true. You know, I think this is the times when we have to kind of turn back to old habits and pick up the paper book to read before bed. I've just come into this issue with my 7-year-old who wants to read before she goes to sleep, because it helps her to calm down and go to sleep. But the problem is, some of her books are either on the iPad or, you know, on an electronic device. And so you get in this catch, like, what do? So it was really, really interesting to see how technology is kind of a blessing and a curse, and really had to take it away and say, you know what, paper books only before bed, because I felt like that was interfering not just with the hours of sleep, but with the quality of sleep as well. So that's really great advice. We only have like 20 seconds, but I want to touch on food. Is there something, a glass of warm milk before going to bed, yes or no?
Yes, I think that is good. And definitely avoid caffeine, obviously. So, and remember, caffeine is in pop, it's in chocolates, it's not just in coffee. So avoid caffeine.
Awesome. Dr. Friedman, thank you so much for that advice. So white milk only. Thank you for everything. Look for his book, A to Z Children's Health. Thank you for being with us. Stay well.